Yes, it's St. Patrick's Day. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to AM 1160, the Quest Spring Pledge Drive. This is hour number 11. And oh my goodness, we got a treat for you this hour. We have lots of Irish going on this hour. Just to get us kicked off here, my name is Danny Ryan. I am a local resident who goes up to Our Lady of the Mountains Church up in Jasper. And I have with me Mac Barron. Hey, Mac.
Top of the morning to you, Danny. Even though this is the afternoon.
Oh,
it's St. Patrick's Day, don't you know?
It is St. Patrick's Day. I don't know whether that was Irish or not, but I gave it a go.
There's no judgment here. This is a safe place. My name is Mac Barron. I'm also a local husband and father and librarian at a high school level and a woodworker. And I have a podcast called Catholic in a Small Town.
What don't you do?
Apparently, I don't load the dishwasher well, according to my wife.
It's such a treat to have Mac here with me. If you've, as Mac mentioned, he has one of the longest running podcast, Catholic podcast. Is that, did I get
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, we have done 582 episodes.
That's wonderful. So it's great to have him on this hour. We are here. Let me go through for this hour. We've got a little bell here sitting on the table, and we want to ring that bell.
Can I, Rachel? Okay, Rachel, can I ring
an example? Give an example.
Just so people can hear it. When you hear this sound.
Wait for it.
An Irishman got his wings. No, what does it actually mean, Rachel?
So if we there's a couple of reasons that we'll ring the bell, and mm-hmm. if we get to one of these options, we're definitely going to ring it harder than that, man.
Really?
That was just a preview.
Oh, like
that? That'll we'll do. We might even have to do a little harder, but we'll ring the bell if we get a monthly donor this hour. We'll ring the bell if we get a station guardian. A station guardian is somebody who donates $100 or more per month. We'll also ring the bell for a leadership giver. That's a one-time donation of $1,000. Those two tiers right there, station guardian and leadership giver. Well, we get to ring the bell in studio, but you also get many benefits, including being being prayed for during Mass here. And we will also ring the bell if we meet our goal for this hour. Danny, did you want to talk about our goal?
The goal for this hour is 30 donors. So we'll give you updates as the hour progresses.
Danny, I think we're going to hit that in like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
15 minutes, 30. Our goal needs to be like 180.
No pressure on our special guest, but we do have Father Galloway here. Mac, they might not be here just for us.
Wait, what? Okay, whatever. Okay,
I know. How to donate. I know you're wondering now. Everybody's wondering right now how to donate. The phone number is 470-508-1160. Did you get that? Mac, you do it.
I do. Well, okay. 470-508-1160.
What are the lottery numbers for today?
Or they can go to thequestatlanta.com.
That's it. Yep. You're sitting there, you're working on your computer right now, run off to the Quest. You might even be listening on your computer, which is awesome. Go ahead. You've got a convenient way of donating through the website as well. So we will be reminding you throughout the hour to drop by and make your donations. Again, 30 donors for the hour. We can do this, folks. We got to do this.
Danny, I want to ask you a personal question.
Already?
Are you, one, I don't know what kind of facial conditioner you're using, but it's marvelous. You've got a shine to you. I don't know. Are you on like the Jordan Peterson diet?
It's called sweat,
man. I don't know what's happening. Okay, so I'm just like a glow. Are you the kind of person that when you read off telephone numbers, do you break them up into pairs like the British do? Well, or do you say single digits normally? I understand we're reading off a board now.
You know what throws me off is, you know, I usually do the three. So the first three, next mm-hmm. three, and then mm-hmm. the last one, you sort of throw me off. But the way it's written right now on the board, the last part of it is you break it up into two. How do you do it, Mac?
I always do it like single digits, right? Like 470-508-1160. But if you run into some people uh-huh. that they just throw a bunch of pairs at you.
Okay.
They say like 470-508-1160.
Who does that?
Students at my high school. They're just probably just messing with me.
They're troublemakers, I tell you. So those are the goals. Mm-hmm. And want to hear the phones going off here. If you're not already on your phone, go get on your phone right now. Now they've been waiting for this, Father Galloway. So who is Father Galloway? Give a little bit of a background on who he is. If you've, of course, you've heard of the consecration to Saint Joseph. Of course, you've heard that this is the year of Saint Joseph, which is the topic for this hour. And we get to talk with Father himself. I was fortunate last year to have the opportunity to spend a couple of hours getting to talk with him. And it was such a pleasure to get to know him better in person and look forward to talking with him today. If you don't know, the thing that I like about Father, an interesting background is he used to be a surfer before he was a priest. So there's some pictures of him with some pretty long hair. He's got a very interesting background. He's the resident expert on the rosary. He wrote this book called Champions of the Rosary, which is just the encyclopedia of what there is to know about the rosary. He's such a gift to the church and such a gift to us, and I would love to have him join us at this time.
Oh man, maybe we should ring a bell for Father Calloway coming
Father
on.
Father Calloway! This is gonna be.
You guys are funny.
Rachel is she's regretting the decision to put the bell near Matt at this point.
Yes.
Welcome, Father Calloway.
Welcome, Father Calloway.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. Yeah, good to be with you again for sure.
Absolutely. It's been I had to break it to Mac that they're not coming here because of us. They're coming here for you, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
We're going
to
let you believe that, okay, Father? We understand there's a fragile ego happening.
I feel pressured.
Before we go any further, though, could you please start us off right with a word of prayer?
Prayer, please. Thank you.
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless and anoint this time together to just rejoice in all that you're doing right now, especially in the year of St. Joseph, and all that you're doing through Catholic Radio, to continue to bless it, to raise up people to support it, through the intercession of the Virgin Mary and the great St. Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. We've got some great news. Actually, the first 20 people who come in and make a donation will be getting your book today, which is good news.
Nice. So hopefully, that's awesome.
Hopefully the phones will be ringing off the hook now. I know it's a tough thing to get, right? It's been amazing how well that's picked up. Last time we talked, we talked about, you had said as part of that conversation that you were having us pray for a year for St. Joseph, a year of St. Joseph. And I guess, someone was listening maybe that day. I don't know what I'm just believing in the power of your prayer and the power of getting people behind this movement of St. Joseph. How surprised were you when you heard the announcement about this? Tell me a little bit about that story or what happened when you heard about this.
Yeah, so I have friends who live in Rome, and I woke up. I was in California, and my phone just had like a ton of messages, and I'm like, what is this? And so I read one of them, and they said, are you in shock? And I'm like, about what? And I didn't want to read through all the messages. It'd take me 20 minutes to scroll through them things. So I immediately just said, about what? And they said, he did it. The Pope declared a year of St. Joseph. And I was like, what? So I immediately went on the news. And sure enough, I was that day, I tell you what, December 8th, 2020 was one of the happiest days of my life. I was numb. I was giddy with joy. It was awesome.
Well, that's fantastic, Father. I just want to bust in for just a second and remind our listeners that we're in hour 11 of the Pledge Drive, the Quest Atlanta here, 1160, and remind them that they can call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com to give. Danny, hit Father with another hard-hitting question.
Another hard-hitting question here. How is that? So how has that changed the dynamic of things now that the year was announced? What's changed since that's happened? Just give us an update on things.
Well, I can tell you this: my book sales have gone off the charts because I feel like the Pope is my agent. I'm like, he's when he declared the year of St. Joseph, my book had been out for about 11 months and. Everybody was looking for a book on St. Joseph. And I mean, people are doing the consecration around the world. I mean, literally hundreds of thousands of people. And so I couldn't be happier because, St. Joseph is on the scene in a powerful way. He's touching hearts. He's healing marriages. He's healing men, especially from addictions to pornography. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal, the things that I'm hearing. It's amazing.
Did he get a cut of this?
It's 10%. Right? That's the standard.
Is it standard 10%?
Yeah. Well, Father Danny and I did consecration to St. Joseph together in this past year, and because of the pandemic, we ended up doing it virtually. Can you give us an update on how that sort of affected the movement toward folks doing the consecration?
Yeah, you're right. That did offer a different dynamic. So people were very creative. I mean, they were doing a lot of Zoom meetings and other forms of meeting online and being very creative with it. And some people still are doing that because we're not back yet to full capacities in many places and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, amazing stuff. Worldwide, too. What was neat was a lot of times you wouldn't just be doing it with people in your parish. There'd be people who would find out about it in South Africa or Ireland or you know, different countries and join in. And that was kind of a neat aspect to it, I think.
Hey, what's the most number of returners you've heard of so far? Like guys that have done it 1, 2, 3, 7 times?
Yeah, I think the most I've heard is 6, which, I mean, that's pretty intense. I haven't even done it 6 times, man. I wrote the thing, you know. So.
Where are you from, Father?
Well, that's a tough one. So I was born in Michigan, but that means nothing because I was a baby when we left. I have no memories or family in Michigan. And then we moved every 3 years because my stepfather was in the Navy. So kind of grew up in California. That's what I call home, but lived all over.
Well, you got a little twang going on there as a man whose grandfather often told him that my accent wasn't quite where it ought to be. I'd say
well,
almost
I
the thing,
spent the
same
first
thing to you.
6 years of my life in West Virginia.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And now this week is a big week for us as well, because on the 19th, we've got the Solemnity of St. Joseph.
Yes. The Solemnity of St. Joseph in the year of St. Joseph, I mean, that's awesome. We're not going to get another one of these in our lifetime, guys. So we gotta tap into it, you know.
And you know what? That is an excellent time to call the Quest Atlanta, 1160 AM, 470-508, 1160, as part of the celebration
of
St. Joseph.
Or go to thequestatlanta.com. Either one will work.
Rachel promises to let me out of this room the more I repeat that phone number over and over again.
This is true. Would you like to hear who's donated so far?
Oh, yes, please,
yes,
Rachel.
Yes.
All right,
I know Father would like to hear, right, Father?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to. I want to hear that bell ringing. I need that bell to ring.
We need the bell.
Come on now.
Yeah, we need the bell.
Agreed.
Come on, folks.
You know, we're not to a bell ring point yet, so if you want to hear that bell ring, call in monthly donor, station guardian, or leadership giver. Right now, a big thank you to Corina H. from Lawrenceville and Darlene G. from Lilburn. Now, these two get a beautiful book in here, The Consecration to St. Joseph. If you want to get that book and you want to support the quest and maybe even hear the bell ring, go on and call in 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
Man, she knows what she's doing, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like
Hour
a professional
11.
In action. Look at that.
Now, Mom and Dad, I know you're listening, so you have to call in right now, please. They won't let me leave until you call in.
My mom's not Catholic.
Oh, wah, 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 wah. But then we have, getting back to I love the consecration. I've got the book here in front of me, Father, and you got the consecration chart, which I just think is, it's just what a great resource so that, you know, if you're looking into this and want to start the next one, which is coming up on March 30th, and the consecration day is for St. Joseph the Worker. That's one. If you're listening to this right now and want to go through one of the consecrations, and maybe let's do this. Maybe for people who aren't familiar with what the consecration is, could you give like a 1 or 2 minute sort of overview what it is? Just my, you know, because we might have some listeners who are brand new to this.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. So ultimately, I mean, our lives are all about Jesus Christ. He's our ultimate end, our ultimate goal. And to get close to him, you know, we consecrate things like an altar or a chalice. We use it mass because it brings us closer to him. Well, if we can do that for an object, we can do it for certain persons as well, especially his mother, the Virgin Mary, and his earthly father, which would be Saint Joseph, not his biological father, of course, but the man who served in that role for him. And so if we consecrate ourselves to them, they know Jesus really well. I mean, it's just like if you wanted to ask me about my childhood, well, it's a really good idea to ask my mom and dad. They'd tell you, you know. Well, it's the same thing with Jesus. I mean, they can bring us really close. So consecrating ourselves to them means basically we're setting ourselves aside for this holy purpose of getting closer to Jesus. And Mary and Joseph would definitely do that. That's what it's all about.
Well, and speaking from someone that's actually done it, Father, for those that haven't done it, I really appreciated learning about all the facets of St. Joseph's life that can be extrapolated from the scriptures and from tradition, from the home. I can't, Father, what's it called? The house that was translocated.
In Laredo?
Yes, Laredo.
Yeah, to the staircase. The mysterious staircase to the to our mother's ring. You know,
Max is saying all these things to prove that he can read.
Danny gave me the Cliff Notes.
Father, I had to read the whole book to him.
But no.
There's an audio book, so he might have cheated.
You did do the you've got the YouTube series, which is a wonderful resource for people as well. I mean that's right. That's a way to be innovative and get something out there for people to go through it who might not have the ability to do it within a group. That's great.
Yep. Danny told me his favorite aspect of St. Joseph was the propensity to nap.
Hey, that's kind of mine, too, I'll be honest with you.
Every man needs that loaded into the chamber to explain to his wife what he's doing, right?
There you go. I'm growing closer to God. I'm sleeping, you know what I mean?
And if people want to read that, they can... Rachel, what's the level that they need to pledge to get a copy of St. Joseph, the consecration?
Anyone?
Yeah, this is incredible. This hour only, any donation.
Any donation.
Mm-hmm. Other hours, we have specific levels, but this hour, any donation, the first 20 donors are going to get this book, The Consecration to St. Joseph.
And they can do that by going to dialing 470-508-1160 or going to thequestatlanta.com.
And the books will be signed by Mac Barron and Danny Ryan.
Yeah, now we'll sign it, Father Calloway, but it will actually be us doing the signing.
No, I think the value of the book would go down. I think so.
We should sign it Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Potato Head, yeah.
One of the wonderful things that you did as a part of this movement as well, which I have the cover of the book I've got as a piece of artwork in my room. I just think it's wonderful. You've created a lot of resources for this. I know before we get off today, is there any websites or other resources that you know have been, besides getting the book, that have been helpful for people?
Yeah, so we designed a website for the book, but also for that artwork you're talking about, which is great stuff. I mean, it's St. Joseph.
Beautiful.
Is strong. He's, you know, he's holding an axe in many of the images. And the website's the same title as the book. It's just consecrationtostjoseph.org. So just put a .org on the end, and you'll find that website.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I know before we get off today with you, we'll want to wrap up with a blessing. But any other, I guess, one more question here with regards to, as we talk about, as we go through the book, you've set it up for people to go through this as a group, and then you cover the different attributes about St. Joseph. Any of them recently that have sort of jump out to you, which are things that you're finding that people in this time of difficulty are sort of taking to heart? Different attributes that you just sort of have recently been taking off, or maybe you're seeing this with the year of St. Joseph that are really coming back to you and saying why this is happening and really affirming what's happening?
Yeah, there are. You know, the big title I think that a lot of people are drawn to is The Terror of Demons. That's one of his titles. That title so pops out that they're like, wow, that's really amazing. But, you know, in light of the world situation with a lot of people being out of work or just a lot of fears and anxieties in the world because of all the stuff that's going on, you know, St. Joseph the Worker has been appealing to a lot of people because, you know, some people have unfortunately lost their jobs or, you know, been put on furlough or something in light of the situation worldwide. And then, you know, a lot of people are praying to him as the patron of a holy death because, you know, unfortunately we are seeing a lot of things going on with people getting sick and some people, unfortunately, you know, dying. I think he's coming through. He's giving people hope. He's giving them peace. And I think that, you know, his presence right now in our prayer lives and our spiritual lives is what we need because, you know, the world's become a mess right now. And we gotta stay close to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that you point out with a holy death is the that image of St. Joseph passing and having Jesus and Mary there with him at the bedside. I think for a lot of people who can't be with their loved ones as they pass, What a beautiful right. prayer it would be to ask for Mary and Joseph to be right there beside them as they prepare for eternity. That's just it's a beautiful image and gives us something we can do and at a place where we're like, we might feel like, what can mm-hmm. we do? Just really something we can take yeah. with us in prayer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And some other ones that I've heard too that people have been drawn to are like St. Joseph is pillar of families, you know, because we've got, you know, a lot of attacks on the family today and a lot of confusion there. And so if you look at him as a model husband who's, you know, loving and sacrificial and humble and prayerful. And
likes to
I've
take
heard
naps.
A lot of men.
Yeah, likes to,
you know, they take
yes,
a nap.
Likes
there
to take
go.
Naps.
There you go.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Yeah, they're looking to him and saying, you know what, I want to be like him. I need to be more like him for my wife and for my children. And I love to hear that kind of stuff.
What a with him being the protector of the family, I mean, you look at specific instances in the Bible where he takes action and seeing him, you know, making the decision to go to Egypt, doing mm-hmm. these things. You just think of that as a father. Would I take that same action for my family if I had the same information he had? And he just tells mm-hmm. you how holy of a person he was. And he was the protector of the church because at the very yeah. beginning he needed to take action. And we don't hear any words from him, but we know about the character of him by what he did.
Yeah. I call him the best supporting actor in Christianity. You know, he doesn't even get one line in the thing. But, you know, without him, nothing gets done. And I've often said, you know, we're talking about how he loved to sleep. I bet you at times, though, he was afraid to go to sleep because he's like, God's going to ask me to do something again. So he's like, I'm staying up as late as I can, you know.
Father, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I'm a big movie guy. And oftentimes, you know, some of the movies that appeal to us the most, no matter what the type of genre that they're sort of, the context doesn't matter so much as the archetype sometimes. And so do you know of any films that have beautiful portrayals of a Saint Joseph archetype?
That's interesting. You know, there probably are. I just haven't thought it through enough to give you an answer at the moment.
I have one. I have one locked and loaded. Yeah, ready to go here. We just watched a movie called Midnight Special that has very little violence. There's no sex. There's a little bit of language, but it is sort of a genre-bending, very low-budget kind of movie that came out several years ago. It's on Netflix right now, but it has a great portrayal of a Saint Joseph-like character, a father going on a journey, protecting a son. Another idea is maybe The Road. You can sort of see images of that. Now, you got to squint to see that one. But anyway, thought I'd throw that out there.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, no, that's a good insight. I'll have to keep that. You know, I watch movies sometimes myself, and so that's something to keep in mind for sure.
Well, we cannot thank you enough for spending time with us and for making time to help in hour 11 of the pledge drive here for the Quest Atlanta 1160.
And let me throw out the number one more time here before we move on. And Father, we'd love for you to do a final blessing if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So just the number again is 470-508-1160. Now I'm going to think about how I'm saying it.
Oh, that's the call number for the station.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. Not so sharp today. It's St. Patrick's Day. Having a little too much of the juice.
Put down the pint, my friend.
All right, Father, please send us out on a blessing.
Yes, and I do encourage everybody, please support, you know, the station because they need it. And it can touch hearts. It can transform lives and bring people closer to Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we ask you to pour down your graces and mercies upon all the listeners, their intentions, and this special year dedicated to St. Joseph. Give them the protection of St. Joseph to help them have peace, take away those fears and anxieties. We ask this blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Thanks again, Father.
Thank you, Father. I look forward to talking to you again soon, and thank you for taking the time to do this and for supporting the quest.
Thanks, my friends. God bless you guys, and God bless everybody listening.
All right. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so why don't we do a quick update now? I see the donations trickling in, so thank you guys so much. Thank you to James Y. from Buford, Daisy D from Alpharetta, Bob E from Cumming, and Mike and Janet N from Transfiguration. These are people who all want the consecration to St. Joseph book, aren't they?
Bob, they want it.
I live in Cumming. I know Bob. Coming too. Oh, I'm just kidding. I don't know Bob. I don't know Bob.
Oh. So something that was just sent to me, actually, Carol Tier Smith is, I think of her as the Quest. She is the Quest. So she's the founder of the Quest, and she just sent a message here saying, tell us more about the staircase story that you're talking about. Can you guys tell us about that before we head into break?
Sure. There was, it. Yeah, well.
I read it to you. You should remember it.
So there was, it's a not a convent. It's a group of nuns. Right.
And this is in Arizona.
In Arizona, yeah. Out in the Podunk, the boonies of Arizona.
Yeah.
And they built a new sanctuary. And but the architect did not do a very good job in constructing a way to get up to the choir loft.
Yes.
Right. It was a very tiny, narrow, it was basically a ladder that you don't want nuns to have to climb. So they hired a local carpenter that just kind of blew through town. And he said, yes, I'll do it, but I need you to leave me alone. And they left him alone for, I mean, they left it shut up for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm not sure how long it took. Was it more than that?
I don't remember.
Anyway.
I was too busy reading.
When he was done, they went to pay him and he had left. He had gone. They open up the sanctuary and they find this all wooden spiral staircase that leads up to the choir loft with no rails that they can't figure out how it's being supported. And no one to pay for the service or no orders of wood to pay for. So apparently the Mother Superior called around to local lumber yards, could not find any order placed by any wood. And scientists have done analysis on the wood, and it's like Lebanese lumber, not oak, but some sort of species of tree that is not native to the United States.
And breaking news, it wasn't you that actually did it?
Well, not this time. I'm working on something else, Danny. Way to let the cat out of the bag. I mostly focus on cutting boards.
You make beautiful cutting
Suppose you could make a staircase out of cutting boards. Rachel, you ever seen anything like that?
I have not seen anything like that.
Okay, let me give the number out one more time. Come on, people. We can do this. 30 folks, 30 donors. You're still getting books.
Wait, what number are we at so far?
Where are we
at? If our goal is 30.
No. Well, let's see. We just got one more donor. So thank you to Catherine T. from Alpharetta. We've got 7 donors, and this just in. Thanks for throwing it to me because that was perfect timing. I just got a notification that we are getting a match this hour of $2,000.
Shut up! Am I allowed to say that on the Quest?
No.
Yes. So every dollar you give up to $2,000 is going to be doubled. So hey, we are not even at 10 calls this hour. There's still chances to get the book, and we are going to go into break in just a minute. But you know what? That is a great time to call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
She does it so much better than us.
I know, right? It's like she's done it before. I would like to say how natural Father Calloway is. He doesn't act like we've spoken hundreds of times. Uh-uh. It's basically tiresome how many times I've had to talk to that guy. He calls our show all the time. He's constantly asking.
Did he get the idea for the book
for us
you?
To pitch him? Well, I'm contractually obligated not to say so.
Okay.
But read into that what you will, Danny.
You've written a book.
I have written a book.
It's in my bathroom.
Clueless and Gay. And so that is where it belongs. But the pitch with my book, Clueless and Galilee, A Fresh Take on the Gospels by Mac Barron, what I told many people is if you have a man in your life that goes to the bathroom, this is the book for him.
This is the book. So why didn't you bring any books to give away?
Because they're so, I don't have any more copies. That's
okay. Please call. We need 30 people. Cause if it doesn't happen, then Mac is going to start crying. I don't want to have to deal with it.
We're going to put another Irishman in my trunk if we don't get 30 copies.
And we've got
30 calls
coming up in the next half hour. We've got some really fun stuff. If this wasn't fun enough, with your Irish surname, I'm going to share some things about Mac that he doesn't know about himself, about his surname.
And we're going to break in just a moment, which will give you plenty of time to call 470-508-1160.
Keep it coming, folks. Keep it coming.
You can make a difference in someone's life this Lent. How? It's simple. Invite a friend or family member to listen to The Quest Atlanta and watch their life be transformed. Invite a friend to listen to The Quest Atlanta today.
You can take AM 1160 The Quest with you no matter the location. Listen live any time of day, discover community resources, and submit prayer requests at thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents pro-life minutes.
Did you know women who have abortions suffer from a post-traumatic stress disorder? It's very similar to a soldier with PTSD who is killed in battle. The two share the regret of taking a human life. After an abortion, a woman often has emotional symptoms such as anger, sorrow, and despair from choosing to end the life of her child. Women who have had abortions also report flashbacks to the abortion, uncontrollable weeping, and suicidal feelings. These are serious issues associated with abortion that oftentimes are hidden. Many women suffer in silence because of the shame from ending their child's life. Society tells women that abortion will solve their problems. The truth is, it often leads to more serious long-term problems. Spread the word. Abortion is not good for women. If you know anyone suffering from these symptoms, find help at healingafterabortion.com. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's V-E-R-Sprite.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
So, you love listening to The Quest but can't always listen live? No worries! Now with the Quest Atlanta app, you never have to miss out. Listen on demand, submit prayer requests, catch up on the latest headlines, and so much more. Available on the App Store and Google Play today.
When I was looking at going from renting a house to buying a house for the first time, I was terrified by that kind of financial commitment. I called my dad, told him about my fear, and he said, "You know, I got your back. If things don't work out, I can always bail you out." So I gave it my all with a new spirit of peace, knowing that I had this safety net because I have a father who's looking out for me. Thank God for good dads. You know, guys, you have a heavenly father who's looking out for you. Jesus said, "Your Father knows what you need before you even ask Him." Look, you have problems to face every day. You have obstacles to conquer. You have things that stress you out. That's okay, we all do. There's no escaping that in life. But as you approach those things and you give it your all, do it with the spirit of someone who has a Father who's got his back. Because guess what? You do. Send us a message at connect@reallifecatholic.com. This is Chris Stefanik from reallifecatholic.com.
Okay, Max, stop the dancing. I know there's that Irish music in here, but it's
you
a little early.
You can't keep an Irishman from dancing on St. Patty's Day.
It's a little early for that.
It's my human right,
it's
Danny.
It's a little early for
I'll
that.
I'll be dancing so for my own hand.
We're getting there, buddy. We're getting there. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us back here for the next half hour for hour number 11 of the Seek His Kingdom Spring Pledge Drive for AM 1160 The Quest. Let me give out that number one more time here as we jump back into things. The phone number is 470-508-1160. Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com. Got some fun stuff coming up on this hour. You ready for it, Mac?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You feel ready for it?
I don't know.
So what I'd like to do next is just talk a little bit. As you, I think as we mentioned earlier, last year, Mac and I had the opportunity to go through the consecration to St. Joseph and talk a little bit more about this year of St. Joseph and some of the things that that we learned while going through the book. And the book, if you haven't gone through this yet, the consecration yet, it really teaches you a lot about the virtues and the attributes of St. Joseph. And I think what I'd like to start with is about fathers. I think this is it's something that you and I, you know, it gave us the opportunity to have lots of discussions about fathers and fatherhood. What were some of the big, like going through and reading the book, did it change anything about you as a father or what did it do?
Let's have some context here, Dan.
Okay, please.
How many children do you have?
That I know.
That you know of, yes.
three,
scandalous.
Maybe more.
Three, okay, maybe more. 3.5. Okay.
You didn't know that was going to be a tough question, did you?
Did not. Wow. He's turning redder than Rachel's hair over here. How about that?
Next question.
I have four children.
That you know of.
Yeah, that I know of.
Okay.
We're very, very certain these are the only ones I have. So I have children ranging from, and all boys, by the way, ranging from 24.
Uh-huh.
down to 12, just turned 12 last week. And so fatherhood is kind of one of those things that I should be a pro at now.
Yes.
And I consistently find myself, I wouldn't say failing, but realizing that I consistently don't meet the standard of St. Joseph in different aspects.
Okay.
And I think it's a really good thing that I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think doing the consecration of St. Joseph and reading about the many aspects of St. Joseph's life and his role as a father and as a shepherd of the early church kind of helped me realize those things.
Yeah. I think for me, it's the humility of not hearing a word from him, yet seeing his actions. I think that's a big thing as a father that needs to be the example for us.
Well, and not to go too meta here, but that dynamic right there between us not hearing much from St. Joseph and yet taking examples is not unlike what happens in our own prayer life sometimes when we show up and sometimes we can be resentful toward God because we're not hearing anything back.
Yeah,
we're filling the space, and that may be part of the problem. Yeah. But there are lots of sort of pillars of our faith and giants in our faith that went through long, long dark nights of the soul. Right, Mother Teresa. Yeah. We found out after she died that she went 40 years basically without feeling like she'd ever heard back from God.
Yeah.
And so it's we can also have that same sort of see that same dynamic play out with God, where we don't necessarily hear from Him, and yet He lays out all these examples through the saints like St. Joseph.
Yeah, and we may be going through a time of struggling like Job, and just we need to go through that period of time. We need to be able to get through that difficult time. I also think when I think of St. Joseph, I think of legacy because the crucifix, he wasn't there for when, when Jesus fulfilled his ministry. So he wasn't, it was something that would happen after he had passed on.
And that was almost a grace. I mean, when you think about it.
Yeah, because Mary was
not seeing the fruition of salvation history up until that point, whereas Mary had to endure that and have the heart of a mother while she was enduring it.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
And I have to come back to the naps. What a beautiful
gift. You want to get nappy up in here, Danny?
What a beautiful gift. That to nap is to pray.
Yes. Honey, I need to go.
Trademark
pray.
Danny Ryan, 2021.
I have. Have you ever gone in to pray and fallen asleep?
Yeah, yeah. It's and I've learned going into adoration. It's that happens. It's okay. You know, lying at the feet of Jesus.
His words, people, not mine.
That's okay.
Not mine. But before
we're gonna have a priest here later on, so we could have confession afterwards.
Okay,
I didn't tell you that earlier, so I don't. Hopefully, that doesn't make you more bold.
Hopefully. I can say whatever I want here on the Quest 1160. Rachel shaking her head vigorously.
Oh, no.
But before you fall asleep, you can do us all a favor by dialing 470-508-1160 or going over to thequestatlanta.com. Rachel, where are we at?
We're a 5-minute update here, Rachel. Come on, let's do this.
Oh man, okay. So we have a couple new donors. Roslyn S. from Clemson, South Carolina.
Roslyn.
Thank you, Roslyn. Yeah, in memory of Deacon Don Kelsey.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
And then we've got another out-of-state donation. Look at this. Antoinette P. from San Ramon, California.
Yeah.
So, wow. Oh, in honor of Father James Blunt, Father Jim Blunt.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And so Father Jim Blunt is on Heaven's Light at 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. So go on and call him because you can support more great local content just like that. 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
Speaking of local content.
What's local content?
Danny.
What's that?
There are many fine shows here on the Quest Atlanta 1160, and I think Rachel has a little bit prepared from one.
Yeah, this is perfect timing because actually we have a clip from Father Jim's show.
I'm confused. What's going on?
It's all right.
Wow.
We'll go on without you.
Can you wake me up? Wake me up when I need to start talking again.
Can you
do that, Rachel?
Pray. I'm using air quotes.
I'm going to the chapel to pray. I'll see you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a clip from Father Jim Blunt from Heaven's Light, and it addresses the question of how we can reach out to our deceased loved ones in heaven. While you're listening to this, feel free to just open up another tab on your computer, type in thequestatlanta.com, and click the donate button. Here is your clip.
you know, many of us in this room have lost our parents and some of our relatives. And so they're saints in heaven. And so often we want to reach out and talk to our, you know, deceased parents or friends. How do you go about doing that? Can they read your thoughts?
Yes, I think that it's really not touched upon too much in church doctrine. However, the doctrine, first of all, is this would come under. And by doctrine, we mean revealed truth. We mean something that God has shown to us through Jesus and the 12 apostles and maybe clarified through the magisterium. And so the doctrine that's really apropos here is called the communion of saints, the doctrine of the communion of saints. And what that means is that we never actually lose contact with our brothers and sisters in Christ, that even after death, our loved ones either, if they're faithful, of course, they go to purgatory or they go to heaven, and we still have a communion with them. In fact, it's very clear from the writings of St. John Eudes and other saints, from the teachings of the Church, that when we touch the sacred host, whether we receive on our hand or on our tongue, when we touch that host, all of the saints and angels are present in Christ, you see, because we're the body of Christ, and the host is the body of Christ. So the best way I find to touch my mom and dad is at Holy Mass. When I receive Holy Communion, I say, hey, Dad, hi, Mom, because they are in Christ, and now Christ is in me, you see?
Right.
And that's a teaching of the Church. So they are present in the Lord, and the Lord is present at Mass in a bodily way, sacramentally, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But as far as conversations, that's also quite possible. Just like we talk to God and to Mother Mary, and we talk to our guardian angels, we can talk to the saints, whether they are canonized or uncanonized. See, the canonized saints, the Church has held up as an example for all of us to follow. But there are also uncanonized saints like my mom and dad and yours. And you know what? Some of those uncanonized saints are holier than some of the canonized saints.
Wow.
And that's an understanding of the Church. So by canonization, the Church doesn't mean to say, well, this saint is the holiest one who ever lived and no one else is as holy. She doesn't mean to say that. She means to say that this is a man or woman or child who's been utterly faithful to Jesus Christ as best they could, with the help of Our Lady and the angels and the sacraments. They are a good example for all of us, especially, for instance, in this area. So St. Thomas Aquinas is very good in the area of studies and wisdom. St. Dominic is excellent for preaching and sharing the good news. St. Francis is important for learning humility and love for the poor. St. Mother Teresa is an excellent example of Eucharistic adoration and of always serving in a prayerful spirit. St. John Paul is an example of incredible chastity with the bishops and priests, a holy purity, and also boldness and courage. So you see that every saint seems to specialize in a particular gift or virtue. And God will raise up a saint for that reason, so we can focus in on that gift or virtue we need the most. But there are other saints who have never been canonized. They're right up there rubbing shoulders with the 12 apostles. They are saints too. And maybe for their own humility, God didn't raise them up to the honors of canonized sainthood. But be aware of that, that there are now millions of saints in heaven. We don't know all of them by name. When we get to heaven, we will. We will know everyone by name with what's called an infused knowledge. We will know everyone, even saintly men and women from Japan and China, we will know by name. So your parents, they may well be in heaven. They are saints, maybe uncanonized, but they're still saints, maybe very, very holy. And we can speak to them, yes, verbally. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. Can you help me with this? Or we can speak to them in the same way as the angels, quietly. Lord, please bring my prayer to my mom or dad. It's always important to pray in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, it protects us, you see, in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Demons tremble at the name of Jesus, and their deception, you know, is sort of blown away by the name of Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, would you bring my love to my mom and dad and allow them to bring me a message or a comforting touch? It's always good to move in the name of Jesus.
All right. That was a clip from our local show, Heaven's Light with Father Jim Blunt. Like we said earlier, you can hear that Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern here on your Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160 The Quest. The number to call to donate here is 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. You know, on thequestatlanta.com, you can also go to our programs on demand and listen to old episodes of Heaven's Light with Father Jim Blunt and our other great local content. We've got episodes of Shelter in Peace. We've got the Book of Esther podcast. You know, somewhere out there, Danny, you did an interview with Father Donald Calloway previously about St. Joseph, St. Joseph
it's
series.
It's up on the website.
Yeah, that is out there as well.
It's the most popular page on the site. It's amazing.
Indeed.
Despite your best efforts, right?
And I just want to remind everybody that the first 20 donors this hour, remember, our goal is 30. We are not there yet. And these guys in here really want to ring the bell.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. You know, I was just thinking how sad and lonely this bell looks. And I want to ring it so bad. So bad.
How many people are we up to?
Well, let's read. Okay, I'm going to read the list. Okay. You guys keep a count for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So we've got Karina H. from Lawrenceville, Darlene G. from Lilburn, James Y. from Buford, Daisy D. from Alpharetta, Bob E. from Cumming, Mike and Janet N. from Transfiguration, Catherine T. from Alpharetta, Rosalyn S. from Clemson, South Carolina, Antoinette P. from San Ramon, California, and Julie L. from Roswell. What are we up to?
I got 10. Did you get 10?
I didn't count. You were counting. We're doubling up here.
I thought you were doing it in your head.
I keep you around the count stuff. Jeez, Danny. All right, so the next person that gives, I'm going to make up a funny nickname for him.
Okay, perfect. I will let you know. And hey, that's only 10. There's still 10 more Consecration to St. Joseph books. And get this, when you come in, you can come in to get your Consecration to St. Joseph book and get a tour of the studio as well. We have a beautiful studio here in Roswell with a beautiful, beautiful chapel. It's definitely my favorite place in this building. So come on, call in, get your Consecration to St. Joseph book, come get your tour up here. And please, if you're feeling extra generous, why don't you become a monthly donor so that Danny and Mac don't go crazy waiting to ring that bell.
It looks so yellow. It's got a smiley face on the side of it. It's like, pick it up and ring me. That's
it's
what
like
I'm saying
Maslow's
the whole time.
Bell there, buddy.
All right. All right, Danny. So you have done the Consecration to St. Joseph. Have you done it once or twice?
Twice.
I'm just that
kind of person.
You're kind of an expert now on St. Joseph.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to ask you.
I wouldn't go that far, but go ahead.
I want to ask you a series of questions about famous non-biblical Joes.
Okay. And folks, I have not seen this.
This is
right. I'm right where Mac wants me to be right now.
And like all things in life, I try to turn them into riddles. Okay. So here we go. All right. I've got 10.
Can I have like dial a friend with Rachel?
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. Rachel, what was your major in college?
English and theology.
Oh, okay. God bless you. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
His name literally meant man of steel, and millions died under his iron will.
You gave me an easy one. Joseph Stalin.
Joseph Stalin. Can I ring the bell for that?
Sure.
All right, good job. All right, next.
All right, got one.
He terrified a child whose parents were out of town. He terrified the rest of us when he asked, "Do I amuse you? Am I a clown?"
Oh, he's the Joseph in the Goodfellas or something. What's the guy? I know the clip.
That's his middle name, in the Goodfellas.
In the Goodfellas?
What's his name, though? What's it, Rachel, you know?
Joseph.
No.
Joe?
Joe Gambini. His name? I don't know.
Stereotypes, I'm triggered.
I'm sorry.
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci? Oh, Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci.
Partial credit? Rachel, do we give him partial credit?
I think we could do a wah, wah, wah.
No, I knew the movie.
All right.
Am I a clown?
Here we go. He just moved in. Number three.
Okay.
Number three. He just moved into a famous house, and you better say doctor when referring to his spouse.
To a famous house.
Let the record show Danny is pointing at Rachel.
I do know this one. You mean Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. There you go, you lying dog-faced pony soldier. Well done. Well done. All right, so we're two and one. Right
two
now,
partial credit
on that one. We don't have an asterisk symbol in here. We're just going to give you count that as a loser. Okay,
right.
Number four. Everyone he saw, communists they must be. Apparently, he had no sense of decency.
Joe McCarthy.
There you go. Well done. Well done. Rachel doesn't know who Joe McCarthy is.
Are they getting harder as we go along? No?
Maybe? I don't know.
Okay, next.
I wrote them. They're all equally next. Easy. Okay. Number five. Later in life, he had no shortage of dates, but that was way before he discovered gold plates.
Gold plates.
Here's a hint in that first half there. No shortage of dates.
Gold plates?
As in going Rachel? Out and possibly getting married to multiple women.
Married to multiple women. Mm-hmm. If anyone could dial in the phone number is... it's gonna be, can I do dial a donor?
The founder of the Latter-day Saints.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, him.
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Stalin.
No, Jesus. Wow. Okay.
No, sorry.
You're losing pledges from all of the Mormons that we're going to call and donate to the Quest of
Atlanta. Go.
All right. Okay. Number six. To protect his people, he did endeavor, but eventually promised to, quote, fight no more forever.
Fight no more forever.
I will fight no more forever. That's my impression of Chief Joseph. Chief Joseph, famous Native American leader.
Can we end on a losing one? Wait, no, let's end on a losing one. Give me a throw me, and then we're going to do names. So we need to do names.
We are Mac and Danny here in hour 11 of Seek His Kingdom.
Give the number.
Spring Pledge Drive. The number, Danny, what is it?
It is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember thequestatlanta.com. Excellent.
All right. You got four one left
more.
Here. Four
no,
left.
No, no, no. One more left. One more.
What?
I've got to get to surnames.
Oh,
go.
Shoot. Okay. Let me choose. All right. Whether it's tall or venti or however found, this hot brown bean juice makes the world go round.
Cup of Joe.
There we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to end on that one because... I like.
I got good
strong.
Stuff here. Dave.
I know you do.
Right here.
Someday
we can hear the paper.
Will you invite us back, Rachel? Let's get this on.
I mean,
let's get
I'm not
air.
Sure how this is. So mad.
We're just like, I want to keep my job okay. real bad.
So we've
y'all.
Got we've got just a couple more minutes left here, and we want to cover Irish surnames for. I want to share. This is a good, this feels a little bit like Mac. This is your life. Like a little bit like I'm going to share something about you. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, with the names Danny Ryan and Mac O'Baron, Mac Barron.
Uh-huh.
I mean, those are pretty Irish.
You think so?
Those
Barron? Are legit. That's an Irish name.
Yes. Yeah, so let me tell you about. So, folks, I'm going to teach him about his name. It actually comes from the origins come from the name Fitzgerald. You haven't heard this before, have you?
No.
So I'm reading from a book right now.
That does make logical sense, though.
It's called Irish Families. It's a whole book on Irish family names. And what ended up happening was, and I'll sort of jump to the end, and I'm going to give you, he's never seen his family motto before. He's never seen the family crest before. So I'm going to give you a little bit of that,
wow.
too. So the Fitzgerald, so let me tell you about how this happened. The Fitzgerald, I'm going to jump to the last part of it. Some of the Fitzgeralds in County Waterford, those ancestors were the Baron of Brownchurch, Kilkenny, assumed the surname Baron. So basically there was a Baron in the family, and they took that as a surname. What that is called is a occupational surname. So like Rachel has, her last name is Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Which that is what that's called is an occupational surname. So probably there was a Miller in the family. And so therefore they took that as the last name. Do you know what Mac means
son
in
of.
Irish? Son of. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So there were a lot of Macs in this book for obvious reasons. Do you know what your family motto is?
Live long and prosper. No, go ahead.
your family motto and... is, and I'll tell you first in Latin,
okay.
Fortuna juvat audaces, and I'll probably butcher that. Fortune favors the brave.
Nice.
So before you went into battle, you would scream this. You would say, fortune favors the brave.
Awesome.
You learn something. And
that
then I'll show
great.
You your family crest, and then I'll show you a little, since we're talking about surnames, Ryan's a little bit is that there's your crest. What do you think about that? It tells you what the different meanings are of the quest.
Well, it's got crest. The butt end of a donkey on it for some reason. What is that about? No, I'm kidding. It's a great looking crest. This looks fantastic. I'll have to like make one of these with my boys.
Yes.
It's great. And awesome. Ryan, what about Ryan? You've got
so
a little bit of time.
Ryan comes from Mole Ryan, which means that the meaning of that is bald prince.
Spot on. Spot on.
And then our motto, the long version of it is, I would rather die than be dishonored, or death before dishonor.
Mm. It's powerful stuff.
If folks haven't looked up their Irish surname, go look it up today. I think it's really kind of neat to look up the backgrounds of your surname and find out more about it.
And these things,
being St. Patrick's Day,
they become more meaningful to you the more beers you have in a sitting. That's what I've been told. Like right now, I don't really care. But you put a couple of beers in me, I'm like, this is important.
One last go at it. 470-508. We're now begging. Can you get down on the floor and start begging, please?
Please, sir. Please, sir. Can I have some more?
Can we have one more donation, sir? 508-1160. 470-508-1160. Or thequestatlanta.com.
Perfect. Would one of you like to close us out in a prayer before we go into our next hour?
Oh, I would love to.
Is this a goodbye?
I know, it is.
It's probably goodbye for
Danny,
good,
you
too.
Do it?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay. Absolutely. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Quest Atlanta. We thank you for this place, for the message, for the way that you're working through the people who volunteer here, through the radio station itself. We ask. We know that... all that you ask of us is to be obedient, and to what they're doing here is sharing your message with the world. And we thank you so much for the people that are here. We ask for this pledge drive, for it to meet its goals. And we thank you so much for everyone who called up this hour and made donations. We also thank you, dear Lord, for Father Calloway, for what he's doing for the year of St. Joseph, and just the things that we can learn from him as our spiritual father, as learning how we should be as fathers. And I thank you so much for the blessing that he is. And dear Lord, I just thank you for this day and for this time that we've had together. And I know we've laughed, we've cried, but we all want to lift this up to you, and we thank you, dear Lord, for how you take care of us like a father. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Danny and Mac, for being here. Guys, stay tuned. One more hour for the day of Seek His Kingdom is up next.